Modeling is such an interesting thing. So children learn to model, and children naturally models. Babies model too. Imagine a baby in front of you, and you start to look at the baby, and next thing you know, you're instantly pulling some faces, poking out your tongue, smiling, or eye gazing. And as you eye gaze on the baby looks at you, and this baby doesn't have conscious filters to protect it. It's looking at you. You move your lips a certain way, baby tries to move its lips. And that is the beginning of modeling. Now, I spoke recently to a really good friend, and they mentioned that their sibling was born with no feet. Poor baby born with no feet, yet she learned to walk at the same time as other kids. How? Modeling. She saw other people walking. Although she didn't have feet, she tried walking and learned to walk. Children are excellent modelers. And I'm going to share with you some things about modeling and perhaps some new insights so even current practitioners or master practitioners can take learnings away from here. One learning perhaps that I had after long after becoming a trainer of NLP was to picture this, a baby on the floor looking up. A baby on the floor looking up at the world, looking at parents. Where are the sounds located? Are the sounds located up? Perhaps they are, but the sounds are also located around. And as a baby plays with toys, or as things are put in front of the baby, the sounds are around the baby. And if a baby is learning to crawl, learning to walk, learning to talk, where are the feelings? Perhaps the feelings are down. So as a baby goes around its world, looking up at the world around it, hearing sounds all around, and sensing and feeling, constantly sensing and feeling what's on the ground down below, it develops the awareness and connection down to the feelings. As an adult, you may like to consider for a moment looking down and feeling love, looking down and feeling a sense of deep, warm, safe connection. I'd like for you to look down and just feel safe, warm, and connected to yourself. And now I'd like for you to look up in the sky and feel warm, connected as you look up in the sky. Just take note if there's any difference in looking down and feeling love, connection. And a difference looking up, feeling love and connection. Just note if there's any difference there. Okay, so the child is, or the baby is in this world looking around, and the child models. There is no conscious. We don't believe there's a conscious. And we can learn a few things from the baby that helps adults learn. And we want to begin with the assumption that all people are equal in terms of physical and mental capabilities. The baby looks at the parents and it thinks in terms of equal in terms of physical and mental capabilities. I imagine that the baby doesn't think, oh, that's my parents, I can't. The baby thinks, ooh, I can, or how can I? If the baby thinks I can't, the baby wouldn't walk. So the baby thinks I can. And the baby starts to try to do these new movements and later tries to get up. And when the baby falls over, it collects feedback, not failure, feedback. And the baby continually tries to do these new things, starting from the point of, All people are equal in terms of physical and mental capabilities. And there is no failure, only feedback. A correction to that would be, the baby would think that people are created equal in terms of physical and mental capabilities, and there is feedback. Babies don't have a concept of failure, only feedback. So as we start to discuss and go into the modeling process here, or the key steps for modeling, you've got to be aware of that, and we've got to start from those beliefs. Now, we can model Michael Jordan, but you won't necessarily get into the NBA. A child can model its parents, but not necessarily walk. It takes time. Okay, so we can model Michael Jordan, and there is a physical difference. However, we can still have the assumption that we can learn to shoot, we can learn to dribble, and we can learn to drunk. We can learn to get drunk, but we'll learn that in the later years. So we can learn to shoot, dribble, and slam dunk like Jordan, but we may not be able to dunk ourselves, you know, especially if you're a midget, you know, or really, really, really short. However, you could certainly learn how to do it, and you could certainly learn to shoot hoops, and when we bring the hoop down to a reasonable distance, the midget can dunk. Now, we don't model Michael Jordan with his kids. We model Michael Jordan with his basketball. We don't model everything Tony Robbins does, but we might want to consider modeling Tony Robbins on stage. As adults, we want to choose the skill or choose a behavior, then choose the model. So children are excellent modelers, and we as adults, especially as NLP practitioners, can apply the modeling as well. Now, this is your big fat why in here. Tony Robbins spent many, many years learning what didn't work. He learned from a lot of experts, and in the process, he made a lot of mistakes, and he'll tell you this. I, as a coach, I've made tons of mistakes. But through modeling, we can learn what Tony does well. We can watch videos, we can watch Tony live, and we can learn what he does well. Therefore, by modeling Tony Robbins on stage, we can actually get to his skill level far faster than the route he took to get there. So Tony Robbins spent years learning from a variety of speakers and modelers, primarily neuro-linguistic programming, Virginia Satir and Milton Erickson as well. And he's learned lots of things, and then on stage, he is performing at his peak. So if we model him performing at his peak, we can actually begin to master that skill far faster than the route he took. So modeling is very, very rapid, accelerated learning. And surely there are some things you want to master and become better at fast. I'm not necessarily saying shortcuts. This isn't about a shortcut. We're simply modeling what Tony does very well. We're simply looking at Michael Jordan and looking at how does he play very well. Perhaps you want to model someone like Osho or Eckhart Tolle. It's up to you who you want to model. There's a few skills in modeling from the NLP world, or that we develop more in the NLP world. The key skills are firstly calibration. Calibration, the ability to notice distinctions, little tiny distinctions. Elicitation. We want to be able to elicit the strategies and the communication models. We want to be able to elicit what is going on deeper. Chunking. Remember, chunking up, chunking down, or if not, we'll get into it soon. Chunking. We've got to be on the right levels. We might want to chunk up to the hierarchy of ideas. What's being valued? What is believed? Deeper core identity shifts. And at times, chunk down into the actual movements and micro movements. Sequencing. What is the order of the skills? What comes first? What comes later? Sequencing. A final thing in the modeling process, more so for the professionals, comes the next part, is the teaching and training of others. Now, those first skills, calibration, elicitation, chunking, and sequence, are the essential skills for modeling. The fifth skill, teaching and training, is when we start to teach the models to others. And this is the last thing we do in our modeling process. We want to be able to teach, train other people to ensure they get similar results. Okay, now this is the process that created the applications of neuro-linguistic programming. And we cover these skills, particularly the first four, in our NLP practitioner and master practitioner training. And the teaching training others is more involved in NLP trainers training. However, I will share a lot of that as I go. See, the majority of NLP today, the vast majority of NLP, and it's the part of the nature of NLP, that more people are trained in the applications of NLP, using things like rapport, calibration, eye patterns, maybe anchoring, these kind of things. A smaller amount of NLP people continue going and become modelers. Richard Bandler and John Grinder were modelers. They modeled, firstly, Gestalt, Fritz Perls. Secondly, family therapy, Virginia Satir. Thirdly, hypnosis, or the hypnotic world with Milton Erickson. They modeled these people, and they came up with the actual set of steps and processes. Some of these steps and processes are quite explicit and can be written down in maybe a 10-step process or a 6-step reframe, as an example. But there is implicit learning that goes on as well to make sure that the explicit works. So John and Richard Bandler modeled these people and came up with something called like a 6-step reframe, for example. And then to make the 6-step reframe work, there is an implicit understanding that needs to go on to make it work. The implicit is the deeper mindset. The deeper mindset, the deeper behavior, and the deeper behavior that responds to the client's world. But the 6-step reframe that they came up with can be written down as 6 steps and taught. The 6-step reframe is taught as an NLP application. The deeper hypnotic skills in there are taught as an application. Matching the words, part of the application. So they end up with applications of NLP and a 6-step reframe that can be taught. In future, you may like to model a business leader. Through modeling a business leader, you can learn to do what they do well. And you can take it a few steps further in NLP, and you can take what you've learned from him write it as a process, perhaps a 6-step process or maybe a 9-step process or something. You take that as a process, write it down, and then the big thing in NLP here for those that go further is, can you now take this, teach it to someone else that has never met the original model, and can they get the same success? Okay, so you're probably never going to watch Fritz Perls, Virginia Satir, and Milton Erickson. I hope you do. But you're probably not going to learn from Virginia, yet you are going to learn her language patterns, meta model. You'll probably never look at Fritz Perls, yet Fritz Perls Gestalt Therapy, we learn at the end, we call it timeline or timeline techniques. Some people call it timeline therapy. All timeline is Gestalt. You're not going to watch Fritz. You're going to learn the patterns or the code, the magic processes that NLP modeled from Fritz. Therefore, you will be able to learn, and NLP applications are the learnings, the magic from those people. So you can learn to get those amazing results with people in a fraction of the time. That is why NLP application is so wow, transformation amazing. I think everyone at school should learn it. They should make NLP part of the school curriculum. Okay, so you might not go as far as codifying some of the magic and then teaching it to others. And by the way, that's also part of new code NLP, the later variants or the last 30, 40 years from John Grinder. Richard Bandler did not go so much into the modeling. He developed his own work, DHE, NHR, which is more him uploading programs that are already working according to him. For those that may know, Psy-K or M-braining, Psy-K and M-braining are further developments of NLP. NLP trainers that modeled other things and developed their own systems. I learned Psy-K from a nurse. This nurse had little understanding of NLP, yet she was teaching Psy-K in 2-3 days. Now, Psy-K training is simply a couple of NLP techniques with one or two new things. You could learn Psy-K from an NLP trainer like me in hours instead of days with the nurse. However, I want to point out that from NLP, you can start to make up your own. So instead of neuro-linguistic programming, in future you might make neuro-linguistic children discovery or neuro-linguistic hypnotic patterning. In fact, one of the big schools in Australia call it meta-dynamics, and I just saw someone else, they call it neuro-hypnotic patterning or something. People start to make up their own. Now, some of these people are just making massive shortcuts. They're just taking some of the NLP. I think the vast majority of them are just taking NLP, cutting some elements out and putting their own name on it. However, what you can do and what you'll be able to do after more training is you'll be able to model experts in any field, come up with the secret code from them, and be able to teach and train your own methodologies. Okay, there we go. I hope you enjoyed this concept of modeling. If you're on our program, congratulations. If you're not on our training, I suggest you check out our advanced training. Okay, have a wonderful day. I look forward to seeing you on the next track.